This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden.
If you're anything like me, you appreciate when things are made super easy, especially when it comes to managing your money. That's where Current.com steps in. It's not just any banking service. It's designed for you, the modern person. They blend technology and finance in a way that just makes sense for our digital lives. Here's the best part. When you sign up for Current.com, using the special code that I'll drop in the show notes, you'll get a free $50. Yep, $50 for free. Easy. Sign up. Remember, there's terms and conditions, but we'll get to that. Now, it's quick to sign up. You forget all the paperwork and you never go to a bank. With Current, you're up and running in minutes and it's all from your phone. And the sign-up bonus, $50. That's right. Use the code from our show notes and boom, $50 is yours. It's that simple. Every penny you put into Current is FDIC insured through their partners. Peace of mind. Now, there's no nasty surprises either. No hidden fees. Current hates them too. I hate them. I've been a Current user for 5 years now, I think. And transparency is key. So what you see is what you get. From savings pods, to help you stash away your cash for specific goals, to getting your paycheck a little bit early. That's a nice one. Current's got the features that matter the most to you. Now, if you got questions though, Current support is just a tap away on your phone, ready to help you. I've used them a few times, and I'll tell you what, the best customer support I've ever seen in a bank. So if you're looking to step up your banking game and get a sweet $50 bonus in the process, head to the show notes, use my special code, and join the Current.com revolution. It's banking, but not as you know it. It's better. So Elon Musk's company, X, previously Twitter, is extending the availability of the Grok chatbot. It's kind of its ChatGPT competitor, to a broader base of subscribers. Initially, this was restricted to the Premium Plus tier. Musk recently announced on X that Grok will now also be available and accessible to all premium subscribers, not just Premium Plus anymore. Now, this is a shift that aims to bolster the platform's competitiveness against ChatGPT and Anthropic's Claude. It might also be an attempt to increase the subscriber count on X amidst reports of declining user engagement. Now, recent findings by Sensor Tower, as reported by NBC News, show a notable decrease in X's usage within the United States. The platform witnessed an 18% drop in user activity year over year as of February, with a 23% decline following Musk's acquisition of the platform. Now, X's financial health appears to be affected by Musk's adversarial stance towards advertisers as well, and Sensor Tower's analysis revealed a significant reduction in advertising spend by top U.S. brands on X since 2022. Now, by integrating the AI chatbot, X aims to retain its user base, potentially averting a migration to other social platforms like Blue Sky, Mastodon, or even Instagram's Threads, the latter having rapidly amassed over 130 million monthly users by the end of 2023. Of course, this is powered by Meta, which has extensive resources and is also linked to your Instagram account. So they're kind of instant user base through Instagram. Now, Musk has not specified an exact date for Grok's broader rollout, but he indicated that it would be activated for all premium subscribers, quote, later this week. The premium subscription is priced at $8 per month or $84 annually on the web. And Grok stands out by tackling topics generally avoided by other chatbots, including controversial political theories and conspiracies, in a manner Musk describes as having a, quote, rebellious streak. Now, a key feature of Grok is its exclusive access to real-time data from X, a capability not shared by its competitors. This access enables Grok to provide timely responses based on the latest information available on the platform. XAI, Musk's AI venture, is behind the development of Grok. Leveraging a substantial array of GPUs and a mix of web source data and also human assistance feedback to refine the chatbot's capabilities. And despite its advancements, Grok, like other AI models, is susceptible to inaccuracy, sometimes disseminating information that's not correct and incorrect timelines, especially when dealing with recent news events. And Grok's unique feature of accessing real-time X data, combined with its internet browsing capabilities, allows it to offer up-to-date information on various topics, setting it apart from other chatbots like ChatGPT. Now, the forthcoming Grok 1.5, remember ChatGPT is on version 4, version 5 is coming out soon. It promises enhancements, though, Grok 1.5, including the ability to summarize discussions and suggest content for posts, according to Musk's statements on X Spaces conversation recently. Now, access to Grok requires an X account, of course, and a subscription to X Premium, which is the platform's paid tier, and includes ad removal if you get Premium Plus and some other benefits with Premium Plus as well, but you just need Premium to get Grok. If you have ChatGPT, I'm going to do a little side note here. If you have ChatGPT and you have maybe another chatbot that you use, maybe Google's Bard, Gemini now, I don't see a reason for Grok to exist in your platform, in your wallet of chatbots here. ChatGPT does a bunch of stuff. Gemini does a bunch of stuff. The only thing that Grok really has is the access to real-time data from X. And most of the time, you can just search for that with the search bar. Even though the search functionality on X is not that good, you can search for the things that you're looking for. Now, if you do something like show me the latest news on X about whatever it is, about SpaceX or Tesla or whatever, they may be able to give you some more up-to-date information. But very soon after that, ChatGPT or Gemini will be able to give you the same information. So it's not going to be up to the second on those other platforms, but it'll be relatively fast. Most people don't need things up to the second. Most people just wait a couple hours until everybody catches up. Not a big deal. Unless you're a reporter or something like that that needs the information immediately. So if you're one of those people, though, you know, get the Grok, get the premium account on X, check it out. I have Grok right now, and it's I'm going to be honest with you. It's okay. It's okay. I wouldn't pay money for it if I didn't need the blue check mark, you know, for my account here. So that's a little aside, you know. So make up your own decisions, you know. Take whatever I said with a grain of salt, and it's my own personal opinion. But I want to make this show more beneficial to you by giving a little bit of insight into the things we talk about here, as opposed to just reporting the news sometimes. The show's going to be transforming a little bit. There's still going to be the news, by the way. And this is another little aside for you, but there's still going to be the news every day. But there's going to be more of an open discussion. So the Discord, I'm going to make a Discord specifically for this channel, for this podcast. And also, I'm going to have the link to that soon. And we'll have more talking points. We'll have discussions on there. It's going to be great. I'm setting it all up right now, and it's going to be really cool. So look out for that in the future. But hey, remember, Grok has a fun mode. It's more informal, it's edgy, and it's different than regular mode. So regular mode gives you grounded responses, but both of them can give you errors. So fun mode is kind of it's like an edgy teen. Think about it like that. An edgy teen that's like trying to be bad. That's what Grok's fun mode is like. It doesn't seem to be fun. It just seems to be kind of snarky, you know? And I've used the fun mode a bunch of times. And like I said before, it's okay. It's not groundbreaking. It's not going to change the world, but Grok's fun mode is, you know, there's some fun things that happen. It's bold. It's unfiltered, though, which is cool. And it's raised concerns due to the propagation of falsehoods as well. And Vice reported on this at length. At length. So check out, there's a Vice article about this. There's some videos about it. So go search those up. But so there are falsehoods with that. And also the regular Grok. So just like any other chatbot, there's some things that sneak in. So not Grok's regular mode, though. It offers responses that are generally more accurate and less controversial. Pretty normal stuff. Addressing sensitive topics with a more fast, fact-based approach. So if you want something that's kind of like, fly by the seat of your pants, go for the fun mode. If you want something that's more grounded in reality, go with the regular mode. And Musk is trying to make Grok maximum truth-seeking AI. That's what he wants. And he's critiqued other models for perceived political correctness. And he doesn't want Grok to be like that at all. He just wants it to speak its mind. But Grok's responsive has shown a tendency towards progressive and libertarian viewpoints anyway. So I don't think Elon's really doing the best that he can do with this right now. But 1.5, 2.0, 3.0, etc. We'll probably get it to where he wants it to be. But the decision to make this more widely available to X subscribers could be a crucial move in maintaining X's relevance and the user base and money for the platform, since there's dwindling engagement and competitive pressures from other social networks like Threads, etc., and also other chatbots. So we're going to see what happens. It's a little bit less expensive than ChatGPT or OpenAI. It's $8 a month if you subscribe on the web. So if you need a chatbot that bad, you need real-time data that bad, from, you know, Twitter data. It's not real-time data from across the web, but it's Twitter data. Or X data, sorry. Check out Grok. I'm a proponent of competition in this field. I think all AI chatbots should, you know, compete against each other. All these companies should compete against each other. And in the end, you know who wins? We do. Because we get the best chatbot to use for whatever purpose that we need it for. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.